We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last word on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Zok to Gemara, Itmar. We are going to learn today the two of the Yalkigams. Yalkigams are the six times we pass on like Abaya, and we're going to have two of them on this Amud itself. Itmar, Eid Zoymin, Abaya Amud Mafreho Nifsal, V'rova Amud Mekan V'lahabohu Nifsal. Like Rashi explains, the example is, someone says Eidus in Nisan, and they become Eidim Zoymim in Tishrei, 6 months later. And in between Nisan and Tishrei, they said other Eidus as well. Now they became Eidim Zoymim, so the things they said in Nisan obviously is disqualified. But the question is, are they now Pasul from Nisan when they got disqualified until Tishrei? So they said a lot of Eidus in between. They signed a lot of Shtaris. A lot of things happened in between. Does it work with Mafreya or not? So Abaye says, Mafreya or Nifsal, they become apostle of Mafreya. Anything turns out that from Nisan and on, they were considered Ganovim, considered Rasham, they're not good Edom. So anything they said either testified or anything they signed is Mafreya or Nifsal. But Rav Amar, Mekan Lahabohu Nifsal. Only from Tishrei and on, 6 months later, Tishrei and on, when they become Zemim, from then on, they're considered Psalim. But anything they signed before that, besides, but obviously the Edom said in Nisan, that's so disqualified. But anything they said between Nisan and Tishrei, that's not disqualified. Mekan labo nifsal. Abayla b'mala freyu nifsal me'idna da'asit. From the time he said Eidus, Rasha, he's a Rasha. V'atayra amra, atashas yodcha im Rasha. That's Lashon HaPasuk, which means atashas Rasha Eid. A person should not be, a Rasha should not be Eid. So Pashut, he's a Rasha from then. Rav Amar, mekan labo nifsal. Why? Eidzayim v'chidushu. Be'etzem Eidzayim is a chidush. Why is it a chidush? My chaz is a samchas ahani. Smeich ahani. Why are you being soymich on the second pier of Eidim, more than the first pier of Eidim? So since the whole thing, by the way, the Torah says that's the Chiddush, the two Eidim say, you were with us somewhere else, so the second Eidim is believed. So obviously, if the second Eidim just say that it's not true what you're saying, they're not believed. It's called like Chasha. It's not, the second one's not believed. But Eidim Zerim is a Chiddush, that they're believed actually. So since it's a Chiddush, Ein lecha boy elo mishas chadusha ve'elech. So you only have that Chiddush ve'elech, which means like this. Avada, the Eidus is disqualified because of Akhasha. Okay. So from last Nisan, there was Akhasha. But the Chiddush is that the second Eidus is completely believed and the first one is considered a Rasha. That's a Chiddush. So that, you only know from today on, that Chiddush, that the person is considered a Rasha, the second Eidus is believed, only believed from today on, and that's it. That's Rava's Chajman. That's one version of Rava. Ika d'amri, that Rava namika abayis v'ilei. He holds be'etzem, it should work l'mafreya, because it's a Rasha l'mafreya. So why does he say that dafka mekan l'haba? A new din the rabbanim shem pseida del kuchas, because pseida of people who bought properties with the signatures of these two eidim, and he disqualified them, they're gonna lose. And therefore, once they said that, they said legabe everything they believed, all mamonis, legabe all different mamonis they believed. So pashas to not believe legabe din and fashas, but only legabe din and mamonis, which, when the fears of the next morning, Marcus says, that's nafkamina. My benayu. What's the nafkamina between two lashonim to Rava? One lashon Rava says, mekan l'haba, because it's chiddushu. The other pshat is, I'll say the lekucha. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina? You could have said nafkamina is din nefashas. The Gemara does not say that. Ika benayu, two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, da sidu beitrei bechad. In a case where there were two eidim for each one. Two eidim said about Ruvain that he was with us, and the other two eidim said about Shimon that he's with us. So in such a case, it's not a chiddush, because two against one. So there, since it's not a chiddush, so lefita first Rava will be l'mafreya. Lefita second Rava, who holds that the reason is al pseid l'kuchais, will still be mekan l'haba. Inami, the paslinu begazanuso, that the Eidim said they were gazlanim. There is no hakhasha. Then there's no hakhasha on that. There's no chiddush on that. If two Eidim come and say these Eidim are ganovim, so again, there's no chiddush on that, because it's not, no one's contradicting them. And therefore, there's only a shayla pseid lekuchas. Actually, in the first nafkamina, Tosfos asks that, lechara, we know there's the side called trei kameya. Two eidim is like 100. So if two eidim are saying that I saw this maisa, and then there's four eidim altogether saying that the mono yisem, it's still a chiddush, because two eidim is like 100. So what did it help two said about Reuven and two said about Shimon? That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos is beginning of the maskel, the asidu, Tosfos kasha v'in tam, chodo, the maika omad asidu v'etrei bechad, v'terei b'chad. Mishum hachi leka chiddush. It's not true. Terei kimeya. Two is like 100. That's Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos Rosh answers that here the two edim who said edus did not say they saw it together. One saw from this window, and the other one saw from the other window, and therefore they consider two separate edim, and there it will not be a case of terei kimeya ayin sham. But in any case, we have over here a machlokes Rava and Abaye of Eizayim and Afreya, and it's two pshat of a Rava, either because it's a chiddushu or because it is a pseid lekuchos. And we said two nafkaminas the Gemara, and we said there's a third nafkamina like by dinin nefashos, if these eidim will be nema by dinin nefashos or not. L'chare, for the first reason, it's a chiddushu, so anything they said dinin nefashos is believed. And for the second lashon, l'chare, as pseid lekuchos will not apply to dinin nefashos. Zok the Gemara vayter. Rav Yirmiyah Medifti, Ovidra Papi Uvda Kavasei de Rava. That Rav Papi did a Maisa, Halacha Lamaisa, like Rava. Mar Bravash Yoma, Halacha Kavasei de Abai, Halacha Kavasei de Abai. What's Halacha Lamaisa? Halacha Kavasei de Abai, but Yaal Kagam. We pass like Abai by these six cases. Yaal Kagam, the simon for Yaal Kagam is, what it stands for is Yud is Yishloim Das. The Ayin is for our Sugya, Eid Zoymim Lafreya. The Laman is for Lechi or Oimid Me'ilov. Someone puts up a Lechi for Erev. It's talking about where Mavuy and Shabbos, it was there by itself. Could that be enough of a Lechi? The Kedushin Shalai Nimshu Rulabiyah. Kedushin is not possible to have Biyah. Is that a good Kedushin? Then they have Gilu Das. The Gimel is Gilu Das Begitin. And then the last one, Mem, is Muma Oichon Levelos, which in Metz Hashem will be our Suga coming up. Muma Oichon Levelos Ati Avoin Divrei Akol Pasul. If there's someone who eats Nevelos, Lite Avoin, because he's hungry. He's the Kuli Alma, they're puzzle for Edom. Why? So Rashi explains, because if he's hungry, why doesn't he just go to the kosher store to eat? Teretz is, it's too expensive. It's much cheaper to eat by the trefer store. So you see, for money, he's willing to do Averis, and therefore he's considered a Rosh of the Chamas, apostle Edom. Because that's the Kuli Alma, the Pasuk says, Al Toshes Yodcha and Rosh Elias Ed Chamas, that someone who's a ganev who or does averus because of money, he is disqualified to be an aedus, to be an aid, and therefore mumo echol and the veils tell the apostle. But what about if a guy does not do it for the money? He does a pasul lahachas. He wants to be married in a karis baruch hashem. So lahachas abayam apostle. His apostle is in Russia. Ravam akasha abayam apostle the havli Russia. Rachmana amal toshes Russia aid. It says the Russia should not be aid. Ravam a rabba says. That kosher, why? Rasha the Chamas Bino. You need a Rasha who has to do with money. And this is a good fest, the Rasha, but he's not a Rasha who comes to money, and therefore, according to Rav, he'll be kosher le'edus. Meis ve'em ask you a kosher ma'braisa. It says, Nabraisa, Atoshes Rasha Eid, Atoshes Chamas Eid. Now, if you read the passage like this, the Sisa Shem Hashav, Atoshes Yodcha im Rasha, Lies Eid Chamas. So the Braisa sounds like, we're dashing two types of psulim edus. One is al toshes yodcha im rasha, and then another psul is al toshes yodcha im eid chamas. There's two types of psulim, the Brayse says. There's a psul of rasha and a psul of chamas. Elu gazlanim, which is chamas, umayalim v'shua is someone who's over in the issa of swearing falsely. So that's a issa of rasha. So the chare is a kasha on rava. My lav echot shuas shav ve'echot shuas mamon. That when we say shvuas, we're including sai shvuas shav, which does not steal from anyone. Shvuas shav is that you make a shua on a stone, that it's a stone. So that's a shvuas shav. It's a wasted shua. It sounds like even that we pass like this. It's a kasha on rav, because it's nothing to do with the money. Echa shvuas shav, echa shvuas mamon. It's a kasha on rav. Rav says that the regular rasha is not pass like this. So we're lawyer, no. Either it is shvuas mamon. Both shuas and shuas mamon, and the whole brayse is talking about mamon. Gazlonim, well, mashuas mamon. What's the lashon rabim mashuas? Well, my shuas, which sounds like lashon rabim, shuas the amma means all different types of shuas. That has to do with dinim mamonis, but avada Rava will say only mamonis is possible from disqualified of being aid. Meisve, this is a kashon abaya now. Meisve, atoshes rosha aid, atoshes chamas means, which means it's a pirish. And that's what you have to learn before also going to Rava. It's a pirish. Al toshes rosh ha'ed, al toshes chamas ha'ed. It's the pirish, that the best of pirish. Elu gazlonim mavi b'ribiyos. Gazlonim mavi b'ribiyos, which is rosh ha'ed, for mamoin, they are apostle ha'edus. And does not say all the type of psulim, like someone who eats nevelos lahachis. Tiyufta abda abaya, tiyufta. It's taka kash on abaya. We don't really have a tarot. It's on abaya. It sounds like dafka mamunas. Name it ketanoi. Slom zog, maybe it's a chodis tanoi. It says in the Brayis like this. Eid zoymim, pasol l'chola toira kula, divi Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that eid zoymim, his pasol means any type of zoymim, even not mamunas, anything. It's pasol l'chola ha-toira kula, divi Rav Meir. He is disqualified for all type of edus. That's Rav Meir's shita, which sounds like Abai. Rabbi Yisi Eimer medvar mumish huzam din nefashos. If it's huzam din nefashos, which is so chomer, so then anything less chomer also is disqualified for. Aval huzam din mamunos, then kashul din nefashos. But if huzam din mamunos, it's still kashul din nefashos. Neima Abaya kiram Meir, v'rava k'Rabbi Yisi. Maybe Lachar Spring arrived from here that Abaya is like a mayor, and Rava is like Rabbi Yosi. Abaya k'Rab mayor, Abaya holds like Rab mayor. The Amar Mir Makul L'Chomro, even say Makul L'Chomro. Therefore, Oichel Nevelos L'Hachis is possible for everything even above that. Rava and Amar Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Mechum Lor L'Kul Arminon, Makul L'Chomro Lo Arminon. Rava says like Rabbi Yosi says Mechum Lor L'Kul Arminon, Makul L'Chomro Lo Arminon. Now the truth is, this Gemara Shtikal Apella. But there's no geshmaka teres to the Gemara. But the Gemara is trying to say is that all of a sudden Abaya holds like Rav Meir holds that a eid zoymim is possible to kula. Okay, that's good. But now I'm saying Rav Yosi says that din nefashos is qualified. Avad din mamunos kashul din nefashos. So first of all, when it says din mamunos, so then are we talking about that he did it for money? Because then Rav agrees. So teres says you have to say that when it says who's the Amadina Mamunis, it means he was the eighth Zayim, not for money. He wasn't doing this for money. He was not doing it for money. That's why you have to explain the Gemara. He wasn't doing this for money reasons. So therefore, Avada Rava agrees, if someone does something for money reasons, he is a disqualified. We say that's Chamas. Everyone agrees to that. Rava and Abaya. There's a new machlaikas going on over here. If someone does a non-Mamunis de Gavera. So it sounds like over here that if it's a Vera that he's trying to kill someone, like Dina Fashas, so then even Rava will agree, or Karvesi agrees, that there's disqualified for everything. The question is if you do a lesser level, like Nevelois, which is even less than Mamunis. Like Rashi explains, Nevelois is only Rala Shemayim, not Rala Shemayim, Rala Brios. Money is Rala Shemayim and Rala Brios. It means he's hurting people and hurting and going against Shemayim. Then you have the top level, Din Nefashos, which is killing someone. So Rava, when I say Rava holds like Rabbi, Rabbi holds that it's only for what you did wrong, you disqualify for that type of edus. Anything more than that, you're not. So therefore, we're saying like this. Abaya holds like our mayor holds, when the veil is lahach, it's possible for everything. And Rav holds like Abayasi holds, you're only possible for what you did and lower. But not anything that's more common than that, you'll still be nemam for that. And then mamunus, abad, the mamunus is a problem by itself. That's what we're learning so far like now. Very good shmack. So let's read it inside one more time. So which means like this. Abaya definitely cannot stim like Rabbi Yosi. Abaya says, even Oichel Nevelos Lahaches is disqualified. So of course, Dina Mamunis, which is Ra Lebrios and Ra Leshemayim, for sure, you should be disqualified. And Rabbi Yosi says, not like that. So therefore, it means Eid Zayim of Dina Mamunis. So it means klar, Abaya is not like Rabbi Yosi. So Aliba Rabbi Yosi Kulam like Pligi, that has to be a machoikas. Ki Pligi, Aliba de Rabbi Meir. What?
Again.
Yeah. A lot of times you have this in Gemara, so it's interesting. I read it in Gemara, you always have to see Rashi. We're saying like this, that you're right, it has to be, according to Rabbi Yosi, according to Abaya basically, it means there's definitely machoikas tanoim. It means Abaya cannot stim with Rabbi Yosi. Abaya has to be like Rabbi Meir. Why can Abaya be like Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi says that if you're eight Zayim of Dina Mamunis, you still believe in Dina Fashas. And that's even though you were trying to hurt a person and doing Ra'al Shemayim. And Abaya holds even if you just ate Nevelos, you're possible. So Abaya cannot stim with Rabbi Yosi. Abaya and Rabbi Yosi do not stim. So Aliba de Rabbi Yosi kuliyam aloi pligi, that it's a Chagas Hanoim. It's a Chagas Hanoim for sure in Rabbi Yosi, because Abaya can't hold like Rabbi Yosi. Ki pligi, Aliba de Rameya. Rava and Abaya could argue Rameya, which means like this. Abaya is Kurameya. And Rava is a sure like Rabbi Yosi, but Rava says, I can even hold like Rav Meir. But Rava, Ad kan lekaram bei hasam alagabe eid zaymim de mamoin de rale shemayim ve rale brios. Aval hocha by neveloys the only the rale shemayim ve rale brios loy. Which the Gemara is saying like this: Rava could stem with everyone. Rava obviously is our basis because Rava holds that you're not always disqualified. And even Rav Meir holds here disqualified of everything because he did rale shemayim rale brios. But neveloys Rava will say nah, neveloys is less. And therefore, Rava could stem with everyone. That's what it means. Rava does not have to be a tanoi. Rava could stem with both Rav Yossi and Rav Meir. So first of all, we made a tufta on Abaya, first of all, from Abaya. And second of all, we came out that Rava stems with everyone and Abaya only stems with Rav Meir. And still, we're going to say, still we end off over here, V'l'hilchaso kavasei d'Abaya. It's a pella. Hilchaso kavasei d'Abaya. First of all, he's slogged up. So Gemara, no, that's not true. Right? That price says here Rabbi Yosi, and I'm like Rameya. Right? The Gemara, okay, even though with have a name Rabbi Yosi, not Rabbi Yosi, Rameya Rabbi Yosi, look Rabbi Yosi, you pass Rabbi Yosi against Rameya. So the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Sosom, Shani Hosom means Shani by Edis, the Sosom Lon Tanak Rameya. We have a Stam Mishta like Rameya. Veicha Sosom Lon, where is there a Stam Mishta like Rameya that we should pass like Rameya, Ligabe Edis? The story of Bar-Chama. He allegedly killed someone. He killed someone. But Bar-Chama had to go to Besdin. He killed someone. This is talking about after, in the time of the Amoraim ready, there was no capital punishments, no Mises Besdin, but they did have the kayach to really hurt him. So Bar-Chama called Nafsha. Omalei Reish Galusa L'Rav Abba Rabbi Yaakov. He told the Av Bezdin, Rav Abba Bayakov, "Puk ayim ba, go look into the shayla. Ivadei kotal, if he for sure killed lechu leinei, let's gorge out his eyes." Or it's one pshat in Rashi. Rashi likes that pshat. Or another pshat would be is take his money away from him, or put him into nidui. Get to give him a einish. He killed someone. He's a murderer. So go look into it. See, go to make it entire. Also, Terei Sadi, two edim came. Asidube devadei kotal. Two edim said that he killed someone. Also, Ihu, so Bar-Chama went. Also, Ihu, I say Trey Sadi. He brought two Edom. Asidube Bechad Mahanach. And these two Edom said, one of the Edom that I'm saying that he killed, one of them, Chadam Kamoy Digan of Kabbat Choshlo. He said, in front of me, he stole a kav, a certain shear of Sa'irim Klufim, which is barley, peeled barley, pearl barley. Bechadamar Kamoy Digan of Kato, on base, Kato the Burti. He stole a handle of a sword. In any case, these two Edom are saying that these two Edom are both Ganavim. And even though they're saying different Ganavis, but they're saying the same thing, that these guys are Ganav. Amalei. So that's Baham Muhammad brought Edom to disqualify the two Edom who are saying Edis about the Nefashis. So Rav Abba, the Av Bezdin tells Bar-Chama, you're bringing this to Edom, what does that help? We're talking about Dinah Fashas here. So just because they stole, it means they're going to say Edom about Dinah Fashas? I'm like, my daitach, Kirameir, Rameir v'Rab Yesi, Allah k'Rab Yesi. And Yesi says, that Medina Mamunas, V'Yesi Omer, who's on Medina Mamunas, cause Dinah Fashas. So good, they were over Dinah Mamunas. But who said they're over Dinah Fashas? That's what the Gemara says. So he's saying, like, who said we passed like that? This Gemara is a parallel, by the way. If the Elam followed my husband that I was saying over from Teres Chaim, really said this husband, that L'chara, someone who steals, is the Kuliyam disqualified. It's a Pasuk. Eid Chamas. So this Kasha, we don't have a Teres to, unfortunately. But Akapon, the Gemara is saying is that Lefi, Rameyer, Rabbi Yosi, Alocha K'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, who's him din of Mamunas, Kasha, din of Fashas. So he's saying, so the Av Bezdin says, you know, the Edom are still good. Like, what do you want? We go like Rabbi Yosi. Omli Rav Papi. So Rav Papi stood up for Bar-Chama, the one who's allegedly murdered someone. Omli Rav Papi, Hani Mili Heichel Oshos Lom Tanu Kam Rameya. Only passing Rabbi Yosi when there's no Stam Mishla Rameya. Hocha Oshos Lom Rameya. Remember, we're looking for the Stam Mishla Rameya, so he brought a story then, and that's going to help Abaya. So, Hocha Oshos Lom Tanu Kam Rameya. Where is this? Where is the Stam Mishnah like Armeia? So in regards like this, Vehechis Sosim Lo Tanak Armeia. Where is the Stam Mishnah like Armeia? Ilem Mahadat Nan. Is it from the following Mishnah which says, Kol Haroyu Lodun Dinin Fashos? Roll Lodin Din Mamlis. There's a klal in the Mishnah in Masechtas Makis that that says that a klal, whoever's roya for din nefashos, roya for din mamlis. Now it sounds like it goes hand in hand. Mani ilam abeisihi yoike eid zaimim the mamlin the kasha din nefashos or pasul din mamlis. So those go hand in hand. El alav rameir. It must be. It's rameir. It's a stam mishnah rameir. It goes hand in hand. Zot Gemara, no, it's not a raya that Mishnah. Why? Namai, Dilma b'psula yuchsim koyi. That is referring to psula yuchsim, which means the halacha is a ger or a mamzer is kosher v'dinei mamonos and is pasul v'dinei nefashos. Why is it pasul? A ger and a mamzer are good yidden. So what's the problem? Why is it considered a pasul for v'dinei nefashos? Because the pasuk says, but tzedek tishvat amisecha, and we learn from there, change the bez demnukim. But tzedek, so same. There has to be also mekamum. The bezin has to be kosher mekamum. The bezin of nefashos. So when it says kol royal the nefashos, the royal nefashos, the nimamun, this means yuchsin. And the loy tehem ha'achi, I bring a raya. Sefer k'tani, yes, royal lord the nimamunis. Main royal lord the nefashos. There is a bezin of dayanim who are royal for the nimamunis. Main royal lord the nefashos. So what's a case like that? Amayin royu ditazim din nefashos, royal law din amamnis. How do you read this? It says in the sefer there's someone who could do din amamnis and not din nefashos. If it's talking about that he was became edim zaimim for din nefashos, so then we said when it's the chomer for sure the kal. So how could it be you're doing din amamnis and not din nefashos? How could it be? Amayin royu ditazim din nefashos, royal law din amamnis. How do you possible who? Everyone holds a possible case. Ella must be psul yuchsim kayim. V'achanam psul yuchsim kayim. Which means like this. The Gemara charged me a riot that's a Rameo because we said it's toy zebazeh. So he's saying that it's not true. Kol royal lord in the fashas, royal lord in the mamres is talking about psul yuchsim, which means like this. When whoever's royal in fashas could do din the mamres if it's a good yichas. But there is a case where it's royal for mamonis and not for nefashos. What is that? Someone has a psul yuchsin. So we still don't have a stamish like a mayor. So we're the stamish of mayor. Remember, a mayor says that once you're psul for disqualified for anything, you're rasha for everything. We don't see that from here. Here's the one psul yuchsin. Haraya, we say it's kosher for mamonis and not kosher for nefashos. So where's the stamish, though? Elahacha on our mishnah over here, kasasim lotanu. The Tanan says our mishnah. Elwen Absulum of Sacha Bekovio, Mavi Rivis, Mafricha Yainim, Vesarch Rishvias, says Vavadim, which is not our Mishnah's Girsa, Zaklau, so must not be Mamish Amishta, but it's similar to Amishta, Vavadim, Zaklau, call Eidus Shane Isha Kasherla, any Eidus that cannot be done with the Isha, Afhain and Kasherla, they're also not kosher. So Mani, Elim Rabbi Yasi, if it's Rabbi Yasi, we could Eidus Bedin the first choice. She'ena isha k'sherin lo, isha is not kosher for that. Ve'hein k'sherin lo, and they are kosher. According to Rabbi Yossi, the edus of our Mishnah, which are just mamonos, are kosher for din nefashos. Again, a kasha on what we said before from the Teres Chaim. But what our Gemara is saying is that if you're according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're on a lower level pasul, then you're still kosher for the higher one. Why? Because mamonos, you're over, but din nefashos, you never do that. Never lie for that. That's what Yasi holds. So why is our Mishnah say that you're not kosher and anything that the Isha is called Isha in the Isha Ksheri law? I'm painting Ksheri law. It's not true. Din nefashos, which Isha is not kosher for, these Eidos are kosher for according to Yasi. So it must be this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rameir. Elav Rameir. And therefore, if it's like Rameir, so we disqualify any psul completely. Like Abaya also. Like Abaya says. That even Oichon Leveos Tahachis is disqualified completely. So now, the Eidos that were saying that Rachamon killed are disqualified because they stole. Kom Barchamo Nashke Akare Vikable Lekage Kulashanei. So Rachamon was so happy about Rapapi helping him out. He gave him a kiss on his feet. And he Mekabel for his taxes for the rest of his life. Now, so the Adkan, I just want to say something about last Gemara. The last Gemara says he's going to take care of his taxes. Now the Rosh says there's something called Sheikhad Mu'ucheres. Just like Ribbis Mu'ucheres, there's something called Sheikhad Mu'ucheres. I can't give Sheikhad after the Maisa. So the Rosh says that here, really, the Klei Kodesh, Rav Papi, was really putter from taxes. He just helped him out, keep the tax collector away from him, which was, anyways, he wasn't really giving him anything. That's not called Sheichad, and that's why he was allowed to do it. But Al-Kapadim, what comes from Al-Gemara is, they were passing like Abaya, since the Stam Shlach HaMeir, were passing like Abaya, that Mumor, that Oichel, Neveilois Lahachis, Mumor, Sheichel, Neveilois Lahachis, is Pasol Le'edus, Le'gamri, like HaMeir holds, that if someone's a Rosh on anything, that Pasol Le'edus, Le'gamri.